detonation of the notorious B-1B nuclear strategic bombers to the sky of South Korea, threatening and blackmailing the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That day, the U.S. and Peter's warmongers sent two B-1B nuclear strategic bombers, newly reinforced on the Guam Island, to the sky of South Korea, and escorted by fighter bombers of the South Korean Air Force, conducted a drill for striking strategic objects of the DPRK at the Sangdong shooting range, kicking up a war frenzy. The seriousness of the situation is that the nuclear strategic bombers flew into the sky of South Korea gently, like an alley cat, synchronizing with the dangerous outburst made by the high-ranking bosses of the U.S. Trump administration, that they would not rule out a preventive war, not content with their open talk about military attack on the DPRK. Issues that the U.S. imperialist warmongers are making vicious efforts to mount a sudden attack on the strategic objects of the DPRK at any time. When the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces are at a dangerous stage, the nuclear strategic bombers frequently fly to the sky of the Korean Peninsula. It more nakedly shows that the U.S. imperialists are the nuclear war maniacs, running wild to suffocate the DPRK with nukes. The reckless provocative acts of the U.S. imperialist warmongers are nothing but the last-ditch bluff of those frightened by the powerful strength of the DPRK, which has been rapidly strengthened and developed. Even after the announcement of the statement of the DPRK government, which resolutely rejected the UN Security Council's resolution on sanctions against the DPRK, they fabricated, the U.S. imperialists do not come to their senses as yet, but try to frighten us by shifting the formation of the notorious nuclear strategic bombers into South Korea. But it only doubles the will of the Korean army and the people to settle accounts with the U.S. imperialists. The U.S. imperialists must clearly know that either preemptive attack or preventive war will end with their final game. You've been listening to an account under the title, Reckless Nuclear War Frenzy of the U.S. Imperialists. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, with this we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 15:30 and 16:30 hours UTC, between 18:30 and 19:30 hours UTC, between 21:30 and 22:30 hours UTC, and 13:30 and 14:30 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 15:30 and 16:30 hours UTC, and 13:30 and 14:30 hours UTC on 9,435 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4:30 and 5:30 hours UTC, and between 6:30 and 7:30 hours UTC on 7,220 kHz, 9,445 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.